Hey, Wilson. Wilson. Wilson, honey. Hey, yeah, the gym just called, and apparently our credit card didn't clear, and so our memberships got terminated. Do you think that we should rejoin? Yeah, like, I don't know. I think the last time that we went together was like 5 years ago? Maybe six? Yeah. I mean, if you just take one look at us, it doesn't look like we really do anything except just watch TV and just eat outside of work. Oh, God. Like, just look at the size of my gut. Like, goddamn, I make Santa look skinny. And look at the size of yours. Man, it's a good thing that we're married, because if I stand right next to you, I look like a skinny little guy again. Like, just look at the size of your love handles. Like, come over here, I'm gonna pinch them real quick. Fuck. You've gotten really big there, Daddy. Fuck. Just jiggling your gut. It's just reminding me of how skinny you used to be when I first met you. You know, your body was perfect back then, but now you just look, I don't know, even more perfect. It's hard to find the words. You know, just seeing you and me just, you know, just getting more comfortable with each other. Because back when I was single, I was really, really confused and really concerned about how fat I was getting. But looking back on all those photos, you know, we were some really trim guys. Like, I remember back when I was, like, working out every day, you know, trying to impress somebody. And, you know, once you saw all my muscles and I was flexing for you and I just saw how much you didn't, like, really care and you weren't really concerned about how muscular I was. I guess, you know, I just gave in and just got lazy and, well, now look at me. But I kind of like it. I kind of like knowing that we don't really have to impress anybody, you know? And I don't really know what's gotten into me, but I feel really sentimental today, you know? I just remember our wedding day and just seeing you in that tux. You know, you worked out at the gym, you trained so much to fit into that tux, and when it came time to the wedding and they were handing all the cake slices out, I saw you just grabbing 5 slices of cake and just shoveling it all in, and that's when I knew that I married the right guy. I married a guy that I could really let go with. Yeah, no, come over here. Let me get my hands on that big fat gut. Yeah, I'm gonna stick my thumb right in that belly button. Yeah, you're not going anywhere. I'm not done talking with you yet. Yeah, I think it's time that, you know, we finally have the talk. We finally address the elephant in the room. Because Wilson, you know, I think it's time that we just really let go. You know? All married couples do it eventually. All those trim couples that you see on TV, it's just all for TV, they're celebrities. But we're not celebrities, are we, huh, Daddy? No. We're just a couple of guys that decided to get married and, you know, just become big fat daddies, huh? Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I've always wanted from you. Yeah, you don't have to pretend anymore, Wilson. It's all okay. I know your dirty little secret. We've been married for so long, and as much as you try to clear your search history, it always shows up. You're always searching for big fat daddies, big gay super chubs, big fat guys eating. Oh, I've seen it all. I've seen more than you could possibly know. Oh, Wilson, just look how hard you are. Oh, you know you want this. And I want it too. I want it so bad, you couldn't even imagine it, Daddy. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna start calling you Daddy from now on because of how much of a dad bod you have going on. Yeah, Daddy. Huh. You can call me Daddy too. Yeah, I'm not letting you go anytime soon, fat boy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should just not contact that gym ever again. We're never working out a day in our lives. Every time that we go up the stairs, we're going to be panting and wheezing. Just how I want it. Just how I like you. Just a big, fat, and all mine. Because I don't want to look like a gay stereotype. I don't want to look like one of those gym rats. And you don't either. You know, I want people to look at us and just think that we're, you know, a couple of brothers, a couple of daddies, a couple of fat uncles, whatever. I don't want them to look at us and think, or even a couple, just two fat daddies that are just friendly, bumping into each other, rubbing each other's bellies. Yeah, I just want to be a big fat guy with you. Yeah, no, don't suck in that guy. Just let it hang out in my hands, Wilson, yeah. It's okay, your daddy's got you and you've got me. Yeah, our metabolism's only gonna slow down even further, daddy. And you know it, we're gonna get nice and big and flabby. Yeah, this round ball gut that I have, you know it's gonna spread out. It's gonna get nice and wide. Aw, yeah, I can't wait until we're just two big, dumb, fat-looking daddies just waddling around, going from place to place, going to theme parks together, going to the mall. Just the size of a fucking door. Oh, yeah, you like that, don't you? Yeah, just imagining us. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't wait until we look like that. Yeah, I'm gonna grow out my beard, too. Wait until it gets all salt and peppery, covered in food. Yeah, we're gonna be big, fat, gluttonous daddies all together. Oh, fuck, I can't wait. I'm gonna go into your closet, clean out all of your gay clothes, all of it. We're just gonna replace it with all the stereotypical daddy stuff. You know, flannel shirt, floral shirt, cargo shorts, daddy underwear. Yeah, just let go with me, Wilson. Come on. I know you want to. I want it too. I want it so bad. I just want you to just not give a fuck about your appearance anymore. Let's not even try to compete with all the other gays. I'm sick and tired of it. I don't want to go to the gym. I just want to buy a barbecue grill and just go out to the front, you know, nice and shirtless, big fat gut sticking out. Just cook some hot dogs and burgers, you know, like, let's just be daddies, come on. It'd be so freeing to just sit out there on the lawn. Yeah, just sitting out there in our reinforced lawn chairs, just lounging back, completely shirtless. Yeah, that'd be so hot. Yeah. Both of us, just a beer in a hand, just sit back, let the world pass us by as we just get fatter and fatter and fatter. Oh yeah, I think it's time. I think it's time we give in. We both want it. We both want it so bad. Yeah, I'm gonna order a case of Boost and, you know, we can get started right now. Come on, Wilson. Come on, Daddy. Let's just get old and fat together.